our theme this month has been revive and renew. And last week we talked more about revival. And so this week we're going to be talking about renewal. Here's a scripture that you've all heard and know very well. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's been many times in this year when I really needed to get my strength renewed. I really needed to get the devil out of my way because he was there to trip me up. There's been many times when I really just needed to find a recharge station. And when I came to church, I heard a testimony. I heard a word that encouraged me, that lifted me up, and just renewed my strength. Amen. Because if he did it for this person, if he did it for that person, you know what? He can do it for me. We have to get the attitude of Elisha, right? He said, he did it for Elijah. I'm going to try this thing out. He said, if I saw him when he went up, I'm going to have the same blessing. And he would not let go following him. He was dogged about it. Elijah said, well, I'm going over. He says, well, I'm coming too. Because he was determined not to let him out of his sight. Amen. And when he saw him ascend and the mantle fell, he went and picked it up. I'm telling you, the Lord is telling us we need to pick up the mantle. We need to go down to the Jordan and we better try out some stuff. I heard about all these blessings and miracles from my father. I heard about how he helped this one. Let me try it out for myself. I saw what he did for Elijah, right? I'm going to try it out for myself. And he took that mantle and he hit the water and says, let me see what's going to happen, right? And you know what happened when he hit the water? It parted. See, a lot of times we're scared. We hear about all the miracles and all the great things God is doing for other people. But you know what? He can do it for you. Amen. I tell you what, I've had several miracles this year. I have had several miracles this year. And sometimes I get so overwhelmed. I say, Lord, why are you doing this for me? But I tell you one thing that comes back. To whom much is given, much is required. If God has blessed you, then he's blessed you to bless. Maybe it's just as simple as praying for someone. Just saying a simple word, you know, I'm praying for you. You can make it. You may not have much that you can financially give, maybe, but you can pray. You can say a word of encouragement. You can say, I'm with you in prayer. I'm with you in support. I'm going to be praying for you. And, you know, sometimes as pastor, I get to hear a lot of all the negative things. You know, obviously people are calling me, and that's okay. That's what I'm here for. And sometimes all I can do is, oh, well, Lord, here's the messages. I just pass them on. I'm going to pray for that person. And I'm believing that what he has done in the past, he can do again. Because he says, I am the Lord and I changeth not. What does that mean? It means the same miracle he did 10 years ago, 40 years ago, he can still do that again today for you. I am the Lord and I change not. Isn't that great? He hasn't grown weaker. You know, some of us, me particularly, I've grown a little bit weaker. I'm not in my prime. I remember the last time I actually wrestled one of my sons. I wouldn't dare try that again. They're all, you know, they all work out. They got some muscle. I think the last time I wrestled one of my sons, he was 15, and I just barely was able to pin him. I mean, I wouldn't try it now. Amen. I knew a few tricks back then. But the Lord isn't like that. He hasn't gotten any weaker. He can still pin the devil. He can still pin the devil. Amen. And I'm just so grateful for all that he has done. And I'm telling you that he can do it for you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their... It's not if, maybe, could be. If you will wait. Sister Priscilla, you've been praying for your shoulder. Don't give up. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. God is so good and merciful. He is. Yesterday I was teaching at the college, and my age came up, and he looked at me and says, are you really that old? And I said, well, it's hair dye and plastic surgery. Actually, it's the mercy of God. Amen. Brother, you have a word. Go ahead. Amen.
Morning, church.
Good morning.
Before we move past that Isaiah 40:31, The word is just so powerful and it's so true. I was just absolutely thinking about my situation with drug addiction. 20 plus years that I was addicted, and I had to wait 20 years. But today, and I'm just feeling the word is just so true. I'm just feeling. And so I was sharing with somebody yesterday. I was like, well, this is my season now. Because Amen. My mother used to tell me, just wait on the Lord here. But now, woo, hallelujah, flying. He has renewed my strength. And I feel like I'm just ready to fly. So I just thank God for that word. I'm going to fly. And so don't get weary, whatever it is, that shoulder. You know, it might be 20 years, prayerfully not. But Amen. Wait on the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen. 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 He shall renew your strength. Amen, Sister Brownie. Amen.
I'd wanted to say that while I was testifying, while you're waiting, because sometimes waiting is the most difficult thing to do, while you're waiting, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen.
Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Well, I've just started, so we better get going. Sister Margaret, amen.
When I got out of church, and when I went to the store, I went to the bathroom, and when I left the bathroom, I left my purse in the bathroom, and I went to the front counter, and they said it wasn't there, but thank God, this young lady right here found my purse.
Amen.
Everything was in it. Oh, yeah. And that Sunday, I had needed some more cards to hand out. And I had put several of them in my purse. And because of the card, this sister right here, she saw those cards because I didn't have my ID, my driver's license, or any other ID. I just had my MasterCard and some other cards in there. And she saw those cards in my purse. So she called the church because she saw those cards. And that's how Sister Brown was able to get in contact with me. And I thank God that she was such an honest, loving person. God
Amen.
Is so good.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Oh, yeah. And the money was in the purse. And MasterCard was in the purse, and tickets was in the purse, and God is just good.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? Amen. You know, Tuesday night, if you remember, we prayed. We announced that she had lost her purse, and it was the next day. She went to the Walmart. They just said, we don't know nothing about it. Pick and save, and they said, we don't know nothing about it. And the young lady had tried to turn it in, from what I understand, and they wouldn't even take it. And we prayed Tuesday night, and I think it was Wednesday, she called because she found the church card. Isn't God great? Isn't God good? Amen. We are so glad to have you here today. Amen. And we can tell that you're a person of character, and you let the Lord move in your life. Amen. Amen. See, those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Scripture says the outer man may be perishing, but the inner man is what? Renewed. I'm already renewed since I came here. I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm not fainting right now. I'm thanking God for his glory, his mercy, and his love. Hallelujah. Let's go on here. See, our topic is renewal. And we'll see that he promised, even in the Old Testament, that he was going to bring about renewal by a new covenant. Jeremiah 31, 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant. See, the old covenant was too harsh. It was all 613 rules and laws. There were 365 thou shalt nots. This is what the Jews teach. And there were 364 thou shalls. Imagine having to remember all of that. He says, I'm going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. What I'm trying to teach you today is how do we become renewed? He said, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke. We could not ever have kept the law. Amen. I would have been stoned. I know it. I would have been stoned several times. See, he knew that they couldn't keep it, but Romans tells us that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It was to show us that we were no good. There was nothing that we could do to make ourselves right. There's nothing that you can do to make yourself perfect. The Bible says in John that he that says that he has no sin is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So God had a better plan. He had a better plan. It says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband to them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant. Here's the good stuff. That I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it on their hearts, and it will be their God, and they shall be my people. What I'm trying to tell you is this, that renewal starts from the inside. You can't renew something from the outside. You're just going to patch it up. It's going to break. So the covenant has to start with what's inside. That's where you have to start with renewal. It's a better covenant, but you have to let the word of God get inside of you for there to be a change. It's got to be a made-up mind, a determination. It's got to be something that you really want. It can't be someone telling you, come to church. It can't be someone saying, sing a song. It can't be someone saying, clap your hands. If you don't want to do it, it needs to come from the inside. This is where renewal starts. You see, Psalms 51, verse 10, David understood this. He said, create in me a what? A clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Sometimes we let this flesh get to us, and we start acting in the flesh. We start doing things carnally. We start letting our temper, we start letting our emotions dictate how we live our life. You see, we have to let that go, because that will kill us. Psalms 51, verse 10, when David was confronted with the really terrible things he did, we see his humility. We see he understood that the law would not be the thing, because he could have maybe continued to try and hide it. He could have tried to kill hundreds of animals in sacrifice. But he said, no, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. This is where renewal has to come from, the inward parts. We have to be true. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. As I said, you know, T.D. Jakes said that, and this is so profound. He said, when Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me, all of them said, is it I? Think about that. All of them said, is it I? You know, most of us, when the preacher's preaching, we're saying, it's him, it's her. It's not me. It's not me, not about me. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, let a man examine himself. And it says it more than one time. We need to examine ourselves because we're not perfect. I'm far from perfect in my flesh. But I know what I'm doing. I'm looking unto Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that can make me perfect, that can complete me. He goes on to say, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. There is nothing better, at least this is my opinion, than knowing that God is pleased with you. There can be nothing better than that feeling when you know that God has got your back. There's nothing better than knowing that you're walking according to his will. I mean, I can't stop smiling when I just think about the things that God has done sometimes. Despite me, despite my flesh, despite my, let me just say, wickedness. Amen. Because his mercy and his grace has been so great, far beyond what we deserve. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. As I've said so many times, one of the saddest verses, probably the saddest verse in the whole of Scripture, you all know what I'm going to say, right? Is when God told Samuel, don't pray for him. Don't pray for him, for I have rejected him. There can't be anything worse than when God tells you, I've rejected you. Amen. We are so blessed that we have the opportunity today to come boldly. Hebrews 4:16 says, boldly. You don't have to come shy and quivering. You can come boldly, not to a throne of judgment, not to a throne of wrath, but to a throne of grace. Unmerited favor. God's mercy and his grace is poured out right now to all of us. You know, the world doesn't know any of us. We're no names as far as the rich and famous. But guess what? Angels are inquiring into what you're doing here today. Angels are looking down and saying, why did he choose them? They're nobodies. The Bible says that he came to save them that were lost. I was lost. I might have grown up in church, but my heart was lost. Amen. It has to come from the inside, the renewal. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy. Some people come to church and you wonder where their mind is. I see everybody from here, you know. And they don't look like they got no joy. You got to put down that stuff when you come into the house of the Lord. You've got to say, I'm not leaving here till I get blessed. If you bring all the rocks and stones, your ground is going to stay littered. The seed won't find anything to get planted into. You got to say, I'm determined. Lord, I have some issues. I need some salvation for certain things. I need some healing. I need my finances touched. I need my family delivered. Well, you know what you got to do? Make the ground good. Make the ground good so that when the word goes forth, you will find something that's going to encourage you and lift you up. Restore unto me the joy of thy son. David was a worshiper. He knew how to worship. I can imagine that when he was confronted with his sin in his flesh, he was probably very depressed because he looked back and said, you know what? I blew it. I really messed up this time. God called me as a youth, as a 17-year-old. He anointed me. He gave me this whole kingdom. And look what I've gone and done. Look at how I've really messed up. But God is so merciful. If we will humble ourselves, though the people that are called by my name shall humble themselves. That was our first week's lesson, right? And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I heal their land. David knew how to reach out in humility, even though he was the king. He humbled himself and sought God's mercy. Renewal has to come from the heart, from inside. He said, I'm going to write the covenant on your inner parts. Amen. Renewal has to come by the heart. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let this world mold you. It'll put you in a bad mood. It'll mold you. It'll make you upset. The devil knows all our little hot buttons. He knows you were coming to church today, so he'll make your keys be missing. He'll make the kids start to fuss just before you come out. He'll find the stuff to really make you be conformed, to get your flesh all riled up. You have to just take a deep breath and say, Satan, get thee behind me. I see what your plan is. I see where you're going with this. You just want to take away my joy. You see, and we have to be renewed in our mind. Renewed in our mind. Once our emotions, our hearts been, we need to now have our minds renewed. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world. Don't let this world mold you, because it will try. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, psychologists have done many experiments on peer pressure, you know. And you notice that when in high school, everyone wants to dress a certain way. You know, they want to get the Air Jordans. I don't know. I've been so long out of high school, I don't know what's going on. But I do know this. They all want to have a certain look. You got to have the look or else you're different or you're strange. But the Bible says that we are supposed to be a peculiar people. Called out, separate. We got to be different. There's got to be something about you that when people say, why are you so happy? He knows what I always say when and you all know what I say when people ask me how I'm doing. Better than I deserve. And ain't that the truth? God is so good. He is so merciful. Amen. I don't deserve anything. I really deserve judgment. But instead, he's given me grace and mercy and love. See, how do we get this renewal? How do we start to be renewed? It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, how can I get a new mind? Look what it says. The reason is that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many of you today are facing some big decisions? How many of you are facing some big decisions? I see a few hands go. Well, if you're going to find out what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God, you're going to have a renewed mind. I have messed up so many times in so many big decisions because I did like Lot. I looked at the well-watered plains of Sodom and I said, man, that looks good. That's why, you know, although we got the house, I was very laid back about it because I want to make sure that this is God's will. I don't want to get a something that's going to be a burden and a take away my joy. I can live anywhere. Paul said, I've learned. You have to learn some things sometimes. And you only learn some things through experience. He says, I've learned that in wherever I find myself, therewith to be what? Content. Bible then goes on to say, godliness with contentment is great gain. So, you know, my wife may think he doesn't really want this house, but it wasn't that. I'm just going to be content. Lord, if it's mine, you'll make it happen. If it's not mine, blessed be the name of the Lord. In fact, the deal they had was that we hadn't sold our previous house, so I didn't think that it could go through because we still had that mortgage. So we had a clause in the offer that said if they got another offer, that we only had 48 hours to come up with the financing. So I already, when the lady called me and said, we got another offer on that house, I said, well, I just told her, I said, well, blessed be the name of the Lord. We're probably not going to get it because they're not going to approve it. And that's fine with me. I told her it's fine with me. I was very, my wife wanted the house, but I was taking the tack, Lord, whatever you want. Whatever you want. And so I said, I'll call and I'll ask, but my thinking is they're going to say no, so thank you all for all the help. Thank you for showing us through the house several times. I'd made up in my mind that I wasn't dependent. My faith was not, my joy was not dependent upon whether they approved it or not. My joy is whether he's approving me, not whether the mortgage is approved. Amen. So when I called and they said, yeah, we ran the figures and yeah, it's okay. You know, actually, I was a bit shocked. I said, okay, Lord, thy will be done. Amen. Because I want to be content with what God's will is. A renewed mind looks at things differently. You know, I taught that lesson, and we see that when Job was in his troubles, even after he spoke with God, you know, he was saying, if I could only speak to God, if I could only pray and God starts to talk to me, everything's going to be different. So he has 8-chapter conversation with God and everything is the same. See, God was trying to change his mind, not his circumstance. Because how you look at things makes a big difference. You can look at things and say, man, I'm in big trouble. Everything is terrible. I don't know how this is going to work out. Or you can look at things and say, man, God, you got this. There's going to be a miracle happening here. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other physical way this is going to work out unless there's a miracle. So therefore, there's going to be a miracle. You see, a renewed mind looks at the situation differently. See, a depressed mind looks at it as, well, it can't work out. I mean, I have faced some things where I looked at it and I said, it can't work out. And anytime I'm in that situation, you know what I do? I turn around for my big brother. I turn around for my father and I say, this is beyond me. I know it's not going to work out. So when she called me and she said, because you know, I thought, there's no way they're going to approve us paying two mortgages at the same time. That's a miracle. Did you understand that? That's a miracle, because they had told us no, because I'd asked him before. I had asked him before, and he had told me no. So when I asked him again, I had to call him up again. After he told me yes, I said, no, that can't be right. I called him up again, and he said, I said, was it just you that said yes, or did you run this back with the underwriter? He said, no, we plugged it into the computer, and the figures all came out, and it's a yes. I said, are you sure? He says, yeah, I'm sure. You see, a renewed mind will look at your situation differently. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything. Now, that's a hard sentence. There's some hard sentences in the Bible, right? It says, in everything. I just lost my purse, Sister Margaret. I'm going to give thanks. Ooh, that hurt. I just lost my job. I'm going to give you thanks. That takes a renewed mind to see things as God sees it. I'm just moving you out to move you up. That takes a renewed mind. That takes different thinking. We should repeat this tomorrow. When you wake up tomorrow morning, find 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Imagine if we were doing that. The devil would be scratching his head. Well, you know, I just made them lose their money. They just lost their job, and they're thanking God and they're worshiping. You know why David was a man after God's own heart? What's the worst thing that could happen to you? Think about the worst thing that happened to him and his new wife. His baby got sick, and he's praying 7 days and fasting and seeking God, and the baby still dies. Now, a lot of us would say, God hates me. That's it. I'm not going back to church. I'm not serving God anymore. But here's one of the greatest things in Scripture. The Bible says that David got up, anointed himself, put on his best clothes, went to church, went to the temple, and didn't just go to the temple and pray. The Bible said he worshiped. He worshiped God. He thanked God. You see, he understood in everything. In everything. Let's say it together. In everything. Now you say it. Now you got to say it till you believe it. Till the boss is getting on you. I'm going to give thanks, Lord. This is doing something for me. This is changing my mind. It may not change your circumstance, but a renewed mind is looking at the same thing differently. That's what God wants us to do, because it wasn't till after Job had a renewed mind to the point where he could go and do what? Pray for his friends, so-called, who told him all the stuff that was wrong with him. It's your fault, Job, why this is happening. It's because you've been sinning secretly. It's because you messed up. Who's going to want to pray and be around folk like that? See, that took a completely different attitude and a renewed mind for him to get up and say, I'm going to pray for them. Pray for those that despitefully use you. That takes a renewed, that's not normal human love to be praying for people who are ragging on you and getting you in trouble. That takes a renewed mind. This is what God has called us to. This is how we are going to be able to really understand and come to be true disciples. In everything. Wow. That's hard. You mean, Lord, I got to give thanks because I hurt my toe? You mean, Lord, I got to give thanks because I've got this huge bill? In everything. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ. Yeah, I'll worship you when everything's going good. I'll worship because I got the house today. I'm going to dance today. Will I be worshiping when I get the two mortgage bills? Can I still worship then? Because this is God's will. It's his will that you give thanks in everything. You want to be an overcomer? Just start giving thanks. No matter how poor you are, you may only have 2 cents. You may have no bank account. But you can still give thanks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So a renewed mind is where it starts. Looking at your situation through God's eyes. This is nothing. This is nothing for God. He can turn it around. I mean, he's done it so many times for me. You don't want to hear my testimonies again. I'm going to get some new ones. I'm getting some new ones. Some new miracles. Amen. That's what I'm about, getting some new miracles. Because it's not because I stand up here and I don't have issues. I have issues. But I have learned. I'm learning. I'm not there yet. Paul said it's not as if I had attained. This is the great Apostle Paul in Philippians, one of the last books he wrote. That means he was already in Rome. He was a prisoner. And he says, near the end of his life, he says, it's not because I've already attained, but I press. I'm not telling you this is easy, right? He said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just want to say what you said is so true, because what I find in life is, don't set your standards so high that you don't have room to come down. And the God that we serve, sometimes, no matter how hard the situation is, be it your family, your personal life, and you say to yourself, I try and depict and say, Lord, what was the message in that, why that didn't happen, or why that seems so horrible? And when you think about it, he's the type of God that he, sometimes you'll move three steps back just to move four steps up.
Amen.
And you have to be able to dissect that and think, what was the message in that? It seems so horrible. But what did we get out of that? What did we learn that brings us closer as a family or to you? And so I just, it's so true what you said. I just try and think life like that. Just don't go so high where you don't have room to come down.
Amen. Amen. You know, last week, my son said, remember what he said? He said, rejection is just redirection. Man's rejection is God's redirection. He's just leading you in a different path. Amen. Amen. He's just leading you in a different path. We have to come to the place where we have a renewed mind. Now, let me give you an example from Scripture, how Jesus looks at stuff. And you know this. John 11, verse 1. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, just like us when we're in trouble, she prayed. She sent word to the Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. We got an issue. We're praying about it. And we, Lord, we got this issue. We got sickness, or we got a financial need, or we got a family need. Now, it wasn't that Jesus didn't hear about this. He heard about it, all right. God has heard your prayer. He knows. But you have to trust him. He has a plan. He has a timing. There is a timing to God's action. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. There's a purpose in this thing you're going through. There's a reason for it. And the reason is, but for the glory of God. It's not for your glory. It's not for your glory. He wants us to be used for his glory. And so he heard that Lazarus was sick. And you know the story. He didn't come right away. Man, that seems so wrong to our thinking. But I'm telling you, this is how a renewed mind looks at it, that it's never too late with God. It's never too late with God. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified. See, God uses sometimes the things we go through to give him glory, so that we can come in here and tell, listen what happened to me. This is how God delivered me. And when we do that, he gets the glory. Amen. He gets the glory. So with a renewed mind, we will look on our situation differently. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. The devil will tell you he don't love you because he's not acting right away. But the scripture tells us here that he loved them. It wasn't that he didn't love them. It's not because God doesn't love you. He wants you to have a renewed mind. He wants you to look at the situation differently. He wants you to have faith and trust and wait upon him. The Bible tells us he loved them. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still. Ooh, that just doesn't seem right. To human thinking, this makes no sense. Lord, I need you now. I don't need you in 2 days. Lazarus is going to be dead by then. My situation is going to be hopeless by then. It's going to be irreparable by then. That's human thinking. That's how we look at the situation. But God is wanting to stretch us. He's wanting to get glory in the situation. These things said he, jumping down to verse 11, and afterwards, after that, he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. You see how God's thinking is different? He's not dead, because I'm going to wake him up. He's not dead. He's only asleep. But didn't you say he was dead? And he had to explain it to them. But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. God can wake up your dead situation, because with him, it's only asleep. It's not really dead. To the world, it's dead. But if you have a renewed mind, you're thinking, okay, God, anytime now you're about to show up. Remember the prophecy we read last week? After 2 days, I will do what? And then on the third day, I will do what? Raise him up. Do you understand that this was literally fulfilled in the situation with Lazarus? He had been dead, and on the third day, if your problem is gone 2 days and it looks like it's dead, they said, why do you come now? It's hopeless. They already took my car. They already sent the foreclosure notice. They already turned off the electricity. They've already said, they put them in the hospice. There isn't any. Listen, your problem's only sleeping. You need a renewed mind. You know what? She said, nevertheless, Lord. You know, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. And that was be true. That's why Jesus didn't come. He said if he'd been here, he wouldn't have died. That was true. He says, but nevertheless, that's what we have to say with a renewed mind. Nevertheless, Lord, you just show up and it's going to change. It's going to be different. It's going to be better. Howbeit, just Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. So he had to make it plain. Then he said plainly, Lazarus is dead. Now, it's not denying reality to say you've got a foreclosure notice. You can't say, I don't. But understand that with man, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. It's not a matter of saying you guys are pretending you don't have a problem. No, I'm not pretending. I have a problem, but my God is greater than the problem. I have a renewed mind. I have a renewed mind. I'm looking at this not just in my resources. My resources can't handle it. I know that. I don't have enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. But I have a God who can just say, let there be. That's all he has to say. Let there be, and the answer is? And it was so. Brother Frederick.
I promise you this is the last time
no,
I'm going to get
this is
up.
What this is for. This is what this is for.
But I just love the word, and, you know, it's just this renewed mind thing is just so awesome. But, you know, one of the ways that we renew, I read my word, I listen to CDs, but I come to church, and this is where my faith is built, you know, hearing it over and over. And I'm just sitting here smiling, thinking about the situation with this apartment search. I've lived at this guest house for 90 days, and I lost about $120 on application fees, you know, filling them out for apartments and being denied. Well, the other day, my case manager came on Tuesday and told me, if you don't find an apartment by Thursday, because the Lord blessed me where they would pay my rent up for 3 months and my security deposit. So my case manager, I had just got denied again, just spent another $35. But and so my case manager said, if you don't find a place in 2 days, you know, you lose the whole contract. They don't pay your rent. You have to exit the building. And I looked at her and smiled and said, well, praise the Lord. You know, if I don't find one, just let it be. And so I was even shocked. I was thinking, well, look at my mind just renewed the way I think. And she was like, huh? What do you mean? You know, and I seemed so nonchalant. And I said, whatever the Lord's will is. But anyway, of course, you know what God did. But so my mind, my thinking, the way that I was so calm and so let this mind be in you, that transfer. I'm his son. It's just so exciting to see the characteristic of God actually working in my life. I'm excited.
Amen. Bible says a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. I'm telling you, when you have a renewed mind, you will look at your same issue differently. You'll start to smile and say, okay, devil, you think you got me down? All right, come on, brother. Come on, Father, let's take care of this. I tell you, God has never failed me. See, when you have a renewed mind, that leads to renewed thinking. You think about the things differently. See, financial things, crises, used to scare me. But I've been through so many. I challenge any of you to get a letter from the IRS for $500,000. See, anything less than that now, okay, it's only $20,000. You see, because God has delivered me. See, so when I face my new Goliath, I just remember he's delivered me from a bear. He helped me slay the lion. So who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Renewed mind leads to renewed thinking. God has already done great things for you. This is just another thing for him to give you another testimony. Sometimes when we pray, God may say, though, listen, you're going to have to deal with this problem with my grace. There may be some things he wants to just stay there to keep us humble. This was the case in 2 Corinthians 12:9. So renewed thinking can also mean that God doesn't remove it out of your life, but he helps you deal with it. He helps you overcome it. And he said unto me, this is Paul after he prayed three times for whatever it was. He said, my grace is sufficient. You have a problem, you have an issue, you have a weakness that you haven't been able to totally get rid of. You're fighting something, and it hasn't gone. You've been praying 3 years, and you're still fighting this thing. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Because if you never had a need, you'd never need God. See, we wouldn't even pray until we get in trouble. I admit it, I do use God as a fire escape. Amen. I do call on him when I'm in trouble. Now, we should call on him more than that. We should call on him when we got no trouble just to say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. You're wonderful. You're great. You're awesome. Amen? But I do call on him, too, when I'm in trouble. So it says, Paul says this, therefore I take pleasure. Now, this is really renewed thinking. I take pleasure. That's another tough statement. Can you take pleasure in infirmities? I don't know if I'm there yet, Brother Paul. I'm not sure if I'm there. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in people cussing me out, people slandering. I take because there's a reason why he says this. In necessities, when I don't have enough money, when God is coming through, I'm taking pleasure. And he does it for Christ's sake. It's not just because it feels good. But he knows if he's doing it because as a warrior for Christ, in distresses, for when I'm weak, then am I. Now that is truly renewed thinking. When you're at your weakest, can you say through Christ I'm made strong? Because that's different thinking. That's not human thinking. That's really strange thinking. This is what it leads to. If you have a renewed mind, you're going to think differently. Even when the answer has come back and it's wait, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to still give God the glory. I'm still going to give God the glory. As I said, the three Hebrew boys never got delivered from being thrown in the fire, did they? They got delivered in the fire. God can deliver you in the fire. Amen. He may not deliver you from the fire, but once you get thrown in, they were still walking around. Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we just throw three in? How come we see four? And the fourth looks like a son of God. Because I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you have renewed thinking, if you have a change in your thinking, your situation may not change, but your outlook, your faith, your belief can change. Amen. I'm running out of time and we ain't even halfway through this yet. Amen. I told you I was up last night fishing and the Lord gave me some fish. He gave me a word for you. The Bible speaks about once we have a renewed mind, that comes about because we know something now. We are renewed in knowledge. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, because I know that God can heal me. I know that he's my deliverer. So our knowledge is also renewed through our thinking, after the image of him that created us. Sister Shanita.
I just want to give God thanks. I used to watch, like,
these shows that I knew I shouldn't have been watching, like A Haunting and different shows like that. And I knew I shouldn't have been watching them. It's just that I had watched them for so long, I had got, like, I couldn't stop watching them. So I called a cable company. I asked them to remove those channels. And I just haven't had the desire to look at those anymore. And I had been calling Sister Brownie. I had been dealing with something called restless leg syndrome. And we kept praying night after night after night. I just want to let you guys know that God is so good. He delivered me from that. I haven't had it since.
Amen. Let's give God a praise offering. Amen. You see, we have to have renewed mind, which leads to renewed thinking, which really leads to new knowledge. See, when you've been through some things, you know something, right? It's like, is that farmers insurance? They say, we know some things. We've seen some things. But when you've been through some things, you know some things. Renewed in knowledge. I know what God can do. I know how he has delivered me. And the reason is because my knowledge comes based upon belief. John 8:31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. See, when we believe on something, we're going to act differently. If you believe I got $1 million under that flower pot for you, you're going to act differently. You've seen them game shows. Come on down. They haven't won anything yet, you know. But they go, oh, wow. They haven't won a single thing yet, but come on down. Do you understand? Jesus has said, come on down. How can we sit and not rejoice and thank him and worship him? 1 Thessalonians 4:4, that every one of you should know. See, when you have a renewed mind, renewed thinking, you should have some knowledge. You should know how to possess his vessel. You should know how to comport yourself. You should know certain things. In sanctification, what does that mean? Separation. As you said, you had to separate yourself from watching some things. And when you did that, God healed you. Some things are dependent on how much we respond to God's word. Amen. 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 Look, once you have renewed thinking and you have a renewed mind and you get renewed knowledge, it says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. Look at that. You should know how to possess your vessel. The Holy Spirit should be telling you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't be watching that. You should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. That means in separation and honor. A Christian should be honorable. There should be no doubt about your word or your truthfulness, right? Possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. See, once you're renewed in knowledge, you're going to know some other things. Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, it's all been about God bringing back dead situations. But it not only says that, there is fellowship of his sufferings. Can you be renewed in your thinking? Renewed in the fellowship of his sufferings. Made conformable unto his death. Not to the world, but conform to his death. This is Paul again, writing in Philippians when he was a prisoner. If by any means that I might attain the resurrection of the dead. And here's the scripture I quoted before. It says, not as though I had already attained. This is the great apostle Paul. But either were already perfect, but I follow after. Means he's not giving up. This is a journey, not a destination yet. If that I may apprehend, that means if I may get hold of that which also I am apprehended. God is holding on to you. You need to hold that back onto him. Amen. So when we're renewed in our thinking, in our knowledge, we're starting to make some progress. This is all about revival and renewal. Amen. Now, I don't know if you can read the words. It says, do not look back. You are not going that way. When you're renewed in Christ, it says what? If any man be in Christ, He's a new creature. Doesn't matter what you were. In that movie we saw Friday night, you know, they knew who Mary Magdalene was. Was. But in Christ, you are a new creature. Doesn't matter what your past was, you're a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I said a few weeks ago, don't be a grave robber. Don't go digging back up your past. Don't go staring at it, because it'll depress you. It'll take you down if you start just thinking about what you were, all the mess you created and the failures. That's not a happy day. That's not a way to start your day. But if you think about how God delivered you, how he lifted you up, how he has blessed you, how he has called you, you'll start getting happy. You'll start thinking, man, Lord, you know, and I confess, we had the missionary here, or I think it was, yeah, missionary here about 2 weeks ago, and it was only when we took him out and I was telling him the history of the church and I started to recount all the miracles. I really almost choked up because it hit me. Lord, when I started to actually say them out, the miracle after miracle that God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Do not look back. You're not going that way. Don't be like Lot's wife, looking back into Sodom. There's nothing good there. All there is disaster. Lamentations 3:22, it is of the Lord's mercies they were not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Aren't you glad God's mercy is renewed every morning? Every morning. It says they are new every morning. Every morning, God's got some new mercy for you, some new grace, some new blessing, some new joy. Don't be looking in that mirror. You're not driving that way. It's not. In fact, when they teach you to drive, they teach you not to reverse by looking in the mirror. You have to actually turn around and look. Did you know that? At least that's how they taught me. I don't know if they've changed it. They tell you not to reverse by looking in the mirror because it's backwards. You have to actually turn around to reverse. We are commanded to go forwards. A new creature. That's when you're renewed in Christ. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm trying to hurry. We're going to be finished soon. Here's the scripture that we had from last week. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. This is almost like an echo to what we started with in Psalm 51. David prayed what? Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. In Ezekiel 36, God is saying, I hear you. I got this. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Sometimes God does not change your situation because he wants to change your heart. That's what I've been telling you. Renewed thinking. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And he shall keep my judgments and do them. The last thing second to last thing I want to say is we have to have a renewed vision. A renewed vision. Where are you looking? This is one of my favorite psalms. It's in the section of the psalms which is called the Psalms of Ascent. And I can just visualize this. As hundreds of thousands gathered before the temple, and they would march up to the temple singing this psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. This is a question, maybe people don't know. It says, from whence cometh my help? My help don't come from the hills. When you have a renewed vision, you're not looking unto the government. You're not looking to your job. You're not looking to family members. You're not even looking to me. Because truly, I can't help you. I can just tell you. But here's the key. My help. My help. My help. cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, who doesn't slumber or sleep. Who doesn't slumber or sleep. Amen. And if I can, I wanted to play something here. Let me see if I can get it to work. God is so good. He is awesome. And he's my Savior. And he's my deliverer. Amen. And in him, I'm going to trust. Amen. I just wanted to play this because to me it was such a blessing. Let me see if I can get this to work here. I'll just go directly to where it is. God is so good. Just play this for you because it is such a blessing. Do you believe that? Renewed mind, renewed thinking, renewed knowledge. My help. Do you believe that today? If you have renewed thinking, renewed knowledge, your help comes from the Lord. We need to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. This should be our testimony. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Preserve my soul, even for Amen. If you could stand with me. Hebrews 12:2. As I've said so many times, we can't be looking at ourselves. I'm a mess. But I'm going to try by faith, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We have to have a renewed vision. Circumstance, do not look at your situation, but you got to get a new vision. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to finish right there. I have a couple more slides, but I hope you have been blessed today. I hope your faith has been raised to understand. We need a renewed mind. If we get that, we're going to have revival. We're going to have breakthrough. We're going to have deliverance. We're going to have increase. Satan won't know what's happened. Amen. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. If you could bow your heads with me one more time. Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. We ask for the continued anointing in our service. Let your Holy Spirit surround us, enwrap us, enfold us, bless us. Let our faith rise to trust you, to believe you, to expect from you, O God. We thank you right now for all that you're doing. And we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Give God a praise offering. Be renewed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greet our visitors. We will start our midday service at quarter past. Amen. Be friendly. And let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name.